the middle of the sort of, I guess, in a sense, it was a side point, but he's darshaning the Perek Yutes in Tehillim about all the different milos of Torah. Last time we spent time on the aspect of Simcha and the Mesamachas Leiv and so on. Today we're holding at the bottom of Amud Dalet, and that's the next pasuk. It's going a little slow because each and every pasuk that he brings in, each of the nekuda is a very, very it's a rich nekuda. Va'oidama, it says in the pasuk, Mitzvah Hashem Bara Mir Sinayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are clear. They cause you to see, to, you know, the eyes to light up. Ratzaloyma, Katera Melamedes La'odam Esamaisha Siyase. The Torah teaches a person what he ought to do, and therefore he's not considered a holich b'choshech. In the pasuk before, he spoke about the machkimas pesi on the chachma. V'kanama mitzvah Hashem bora mir sinayim shelo yelech b'maisa b'choshech rak yasa mitzvah. At she'odam u'shol negami b'im b'sichom b'im b'maisa. So the Maral says over here that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Torah is something which is mashlim the world of Maisa, and in that it says Mitzvah Hashem Bara Mir Sinayim. First, let's explain just the point that he's making. He's telling Zechan something, and then we're going to then try to explain a little more by Riches. It says Mitzvah Hashem Bara Mir Sinayim. We're not talking about mitzvahs. The whole Perek is talking about Talmud Torah. So where did the Indian of mitzvahs come in? So he says, we're talking about the Chelek of Torah that teaches mitzvahs as well. In other words, let's give a mashal again. The level of Chachma that he spoke about before, that's Machkim Aspesi, is Klolistika Chachma, like you would talk about physics, a science, and then the more specific way of teaching you about technology, let's say, is comparable to mitzvahs. So we're talking, both nekudas here are speaking about Torah. One is Torah as chachma in itself, even before it relates to specific mitzvahs, and then he's talking about the mitzvahs as presented in the Torah. So the mitzvahs, Hashem, Mir Sinayim, that's the point that he's making. That's the point of pshat that he's saying. That Torah itself teaches the Maisa, as opposed to Machkim Aspesi, which Kloliistik, it gives a person a tzur of Chachma. This is something which is Mir Sinayim, Shelo Yelech B'Maisa B'Choshech. So we're not talking about Asiyas mitzvahs per se, we're talking about the understanding of what to do. And this area is called Oyer, it's Mir Sinayim. I want to explain this point because it's a very fundamental point that he's making here, and it's a chashuv and nekuda in understanding this chibur between Torah and mitzvahs. I think we once spoke, the first time we spoke, not here, I think the when we spoke maybe for Hanukkah, I don't remember already, the inyan of oyer in a person's and re'iya in a person's kaima. I want to shtal zechan on a certain nekuda of it. The world of Maisa, the most concrete Maisa, is something that it physically bumps against something. For instance, I'm not sure if earthworms can see or not, but when they put them in a maze, they, maybe somebody is a biologist or something, I don't know, but they crawl, they bang against something, they can crawl back and try a different route. It all its margish is whatever it bumped into, and then it can reroute itself. It is where it is. That's its metzias. So for the metzias, for the sort of instant photo of where something is, that is the chush hamishus. In other words, whatever I feel now is where I am. The pressure, the heat, whatever it is, that's me. And the world of Maisa, in its most fundamental sense, belongs there. The chushim that deal with it is the chush of what we call mishus, tapping, touching something, tasting, and hearing possibly. Those are all things that I am where I am. Seichel and das is something that's supposed to project outwards and say, if I want to go to somewhere that I'm not, I need to use seichel to get me there. So we're talking here, seichel and das is sort of something that walks ahead of me. It's not me. Where I am now, I don't need seichel or das. I mean, what is it called? The little rumble, the stuff that's supposed to sweep up the floor, it bangs against the wall and moves around it. It doesn't require any pre-thought. It just requires banging and going around. Pre-thought, thinking, is, so seichel is always on the future. And comparable, parallel to the senses of a person, that's re'iyah. Ezu chacham haroya sanoilat is an exact definition. In other words, sight, and it's something, if we think about it, it's very interesting. I am here, I feel this, and I have all the sensations of being here. My eyes see there, and I'm not there, I don't have the sensations of touching the pareiches, but I can project to it, and I can be shaykh to it. And that allows me to move myself from where I am to where I would like to be, to where I ought to be, and so on. So the chush in a person that gives that sense is re'iyah. And parallel to what re'iyah is on a very physical level is chachma. And it's all a double. It's a fascinating thing if you think about it. Because the chushim, there are chushim that sort of register your matzav now. And re'iyah is always, should I go there? Should I run away from there? Should I go the other direction? That's where re'iyah takes me. The kli in this world that is the hechatimtze for re'iyah is oyer. So we need a medium. Touch doesn't need a medium because it's immediate. I mean, I'm connected to a piece of wood, and most of the tactile senses are like that. I'm tasting whatever's on my tongue. I don't need to have any projection of something else. I don't need a medium because I'm mechubited, and that's why I have the sensation. In re'iyah, I'm not mechuber to it. Re'iyah is the chush that allows me to have a shaychus to something like that, and that's where and that's where I need oyer. So we have seichel in a person, we have the koyach of re'iyah and the bria of oyer in the world as being that hechatimtze. I think we spoke when we spoke last time. That's why the first bria in the world is oyer. And that's a fascinating inyan because lemaisa, it's like when you build a building, the lights come in at some point, but it's certainly, there's no way to be mitzah. If we were creating the earth, we'd put down the earth and the water, may add some grass and stuff, and before you bring people or animals, you put the lights on. I mean, it certainly wouldn't rate as one of the, till the fourth day, nobody needed a light anyway. So you could have waited till the fourth day to put the lighting in. The teretz is the bridge between seichel and das, to where seichel and das is to where things are befoil is oyer, and that's why the first day of bria is a chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's projection of where the bria ought to be, so to speak, the chachma. The tiger, very famous tiger, says Bereishis Bara B'chuchmasa. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put chachma. And the bria as something that should develop to become what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ritzoyne Chachmasi was. So oyer is the bridge between the two. So in Torah you have a chelik that is just a chachma, and that even something that has no shaykhis to me. If I learn the chveis ben tzoremor, that the Gemara says lehoyah v'difra, but it droy shukal v'schar. Or even if I learn something that has no shaykhis be'etzim, ben tzoremor is sort of a mitzvah, except just doesn't come l'maisa. But Torah itself has a chelik that is kind of chachma itself, and then it also has a chelek of mitzvahs. In other words, the Torah says the right thing to do is to give tzedakah, to do chesed, to put on tefillin. So in other words, Torah is giving that ha'ara that will take you to where you will be. I want to add another nekudas inyan over here. It says mitzvahs Hashem bara me'ir esinayim. He speaks about mitzvahs. There is a little bit of a stira. There's a famous Gemara in Sotah. The Maal speaks about it also. The Gemara says that ner mitzvah and Torah or, and that mitzvahs are like ner and Torah is or, and it gives a mashal. Somebody was lost in the dark and he was slipping on the stones and there were robbers around, he didn't know where to go, so he took a candle and he stopped slipping on the rocks. It lit up, it became light in the morning, the robbers melted away. And then he came to Parashas Drachim and he knew where to go. But the Gemara is emphasizing the difference between Ner of Mitzvah and Torah that's Or. The Gemara also says it's not Ge'al Lamaisa. Mitzvahs are only Megin Bishas their Bishas Maisa, and Torah is Megin even not Bishas Maisa, and that's why Or is a more local type of aid, whereas Or is a general aid, and so on. So over there, it does seem to be a kind of discrepancy or sort of a division between mitzvahs and Torah, where Torah is the Or and mitzvah is only in there. Here he puts it together and it says mitzvah Hashem bara me'ir esinayim. So I want to understand the Hezba as follows. Let's go back to that mashal that Chazal give. When they say that ner is a mitzvah is ner mitzvah and Torah or, the mashal is as follows. The light that you have in a candle, the bria of or is one bria. There are no two brias of or. Or is a bria, but the bria of or in the sense that it has an achiz and something specific. I can take a light and put it onto a candle. In the Gemara's lashon, a candle is those things you buy in the Arab shuk, no, those earthen stuff, those Latin lamps type of stuff. That's a ner. In other words, I can draw oir into a particular place. It has a mila because it goes a place where nothing else went, but it's limited. It's not limited because oir is limited. It's limited because I was able to take the oir and put it on something specific. The oir of yoim is a klolistic oir, and that's what the Gemara says. There's a famous Yerushalmi Psachim. The Gemara says that in a makom, in the daytime, even if you have a candle in the house, it doesn't really illuminate well, because the klolistic bri of oir is in yom. I can take or and sort of attach it to something physical, but it's inherently it's or. Or is the same. Notice ner mitzvah and Torah or means the candle itself is the mitzvah. The ha'orah shaboy is Torah. In other words, every time I do a mitzvah, I do an act. And that act is a chetimtza for some sort of ruchnistik deher, for some sort of tfisa, that the person learns something, understands something from that mitzvah. The person deheres something if through doing the maisa. So he's talking here about the ha'aris of mitzvahs, true, that are in the Torah. So when a person learns specifically in Torah about tefillin, about mezuzah, whatever it is, the person is getting the deher of the Torah Shabbai in the mitzvahs. So specifically we're talking about different chelkei Torah, and this is the ha'or of Torah that can express itself. So when a person learns about inyani tefillin, the person deheres tefillin, and the person when he does the tefillin gets some of that ha'or, but it's one and the same. I want to be medayik another word here, because every word is really very significant. It says, Mitzvah Hashem Borem Iris Einayim. There's an emphasis, a special emphasis on the word mitzvah. Normally, I think we've mentioned one of the times past, Rabbeinu Yoina and others, when they speak about the mile of Shmiya over Re'iyah. Shmiya means obeying, not listening as much as obeying. In other words, I can get much further when I obey somebody else. If I'm patching with a tape recorder or something, with a recorder or a computer, and I don't know what I'm doing, somebody says, pull this, push this, turn this, and now you have it, I can go very far with it, because that's a koyach hashmiya. But the koyach hashmiya be'etzem, the koyach of being mitzavimi, a mitzvah means I'm told what to do. I don't do it because I understand it, but I'm told what to do. That be'etzem is machshech einayim. It's something where it's like if you want somebody else to figure out how to do something, so you have to let him do it. You know, from experience of both being talmidim and rebbeim, you know that when you show somebody how to do something, he hasn't learned it. It's when he does it and you sort of give feedback. That's really just takes an awful lot of patience. But that's really the way to, you know, it's telling a person what to do is, it can accomplish the task at hand. It doesn't give him any ha'aras einayim. Person doesn't understand what he's doing. Truly hasn't actually done it and understood why he's doing something wrong and what he should be doing and so on. So tzivuyim be'etzem, telling people what to do, is machshechas einayim. It's like a soldier. A soldier, you don't want him to think. You don't want him to understand. You want him to do. So it's all about commands and doing the commands, and that's it. The reason for that is, and that's what the pasuk is saying. The reason why that's true is because every time I tell somebody to do something, I'm telling him something that I want done. There is an obfuscation of what is the right thing to do, because I'm being mitzaveh. Let's explain a little bit with the dugma shaboy. Whenever I tell somebody anything, I'm in the process. I think you ought to do this. There's a part of me in that sivui of telling the person to do something. That me that's telling the person to do something is clouding the emes of the thing itself. So when a person, in the relationship of a person to somebody else, in terms of a mitzave and a mitztave, you're not going to get miris and I'm out of it. Because I'm listening to Chaim. That's what you said, I'll do what you said. I'll play dumb. But I'm doing what you're saying. So it's always a steerer to it. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have something that was called that they were Royim es HaKoylois, which means that in the tzivuyim itself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do it because you're mitzuveh, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivuyim, there's a ha'ara, because mitzvah Hashem bara, because there's nothing that we can call self or anything else to obfuscate the clarity, I deher in the tzivuy the emes as well. And that's what's unique about mitzvah Hashem. It's awesome. The pasuk says the nasev nishma means the first approach is before I've done it, I'm a mitzuveh, and if I'm a mitzuveh, then I don't see it. I obviously something that I can see myself why I ought to do it. I don't need someone to tell me to do it. It's usually very irritating. More irritating being told to do something you don't want to do is being told something that you know you want to do and it's obvious. I mean, that's usually the more irritating events are when you tell somebody do it. And I says, "What do you think? I'm an idiot? You don't think I know myself?" It's usually a lot more irritating than when you force somebody to do something that he doesn't want to do. Forcing him to do what he wants to do is there's no one for you. Tzivui. I understand it myself. Tzivuyim, by the definition, start in the place that I don't understand and I don't see it. And in our world, mitzvahs would be something, tzivuyim are something that block understanding the herig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are bara, and that's why they are me'ira sinayim. Since they're pure, since there is a clarity there, there is nothing else me'urav in it, then it's all about the thing itself. It's all about, so just like the mashal, if I'm trying to sell somebody an idea that I have an interest in, even if I convince the person to do it, it's hard usually to get the person to really think they ought to do it. If you tell somebody something which you have no vested interest whatsoever, any tzad ne'erifin, it's much easier to be meshachner a person because it's not clouded with my negias or anything like it. I'm presenting them. This is the right thing to do. These are the circumstances, and this is what needs to be done, and so on and so forth. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are the ultimate net, and that's what the Emir Sinai. I want to add also that's the it's very interesting. The language that we use for Ruchnius versus Chumrius, and the language that we use for Re'ia versus not Re'ia, is very similar, very parallel for the reasons that we've said. For instance, the Rambam says in Shmoneh Prakim, and he speaks in other places, and Mar also says it, when he speaks about Nevuah, and he says the ability to see Nevuah varies on the achirus, on how muddied and how muddled our physicality is. Because we have a lot of chaymer, he calls it, that's the mesech. The reason why we can't be teifis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because of the coarseness of our physical self. As a person is mizdachich, as a person clears and refines and wears thin the layer of physicality, the person is perceived as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the darg of Nevuah, until Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Aspaklaya Me'ira. That's more or less how he explains it. Of the things that are like that on our physical self, Re'ia is the most sensitive to what we call Zichuch or Achirus. A surface that has earth in it, so to speak, that's dirty, blocks our vision very quickly. Something that's thin, the thinner something wears down, it becomes threadbare, we begin to see through it. Our sense of what it is that we, the sense of vision is the most parallel to that sense of clarity. The word clarity in terms of vision is very similar to this because it's the same type of chush. So he says, Mitzvah Hashem Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted not only that we have chachma in a klolistik oifin, we also have chachma in the world of maisa. Shelo yelech b'maisa b'choshech, rak yasa mitzvah. The person shouldn't wander through doing things. So even if a person were to do mitzvahs all his life, but the mitzvahs are all paradumadik, like he has no sense of mitzvahs as leading the way someplace, as so to speak, as being lights that he can see out, that would also not be the shleimus of it. Torah, so therefore, if a person were to be totally an amaretz, and he basically does things because he's told to do it, and that's it. If he wouldn't have any deeper tefisah than that, then the person is a hoylech b'choshech. If mitzvahs Hashem in the chelik of Torah that tells you mitzvahs, that chelik also enlightens it, and the person can do ma'isa mitzvahs. Okay, next pasuk. V'charkach Yiras Hashem Tehoira Oymedes La'at Pirush Shal Yedei HaTehira Yikna Nitzchis. The next midah Tehira gives a person the ability to be called a Nitzchis. V'dov hazeh rom zupek b'me madlikin Ala posik Yiras Hashem Yitzoroi Kal Yedei HaYira Yikne HaKiyum HaNitzchi. Through Yira a person gets a Kiyum HaNitzchi V'yizbaya zeh v'prokim aboyim Yiras Hashem. Let's talk about this point also. He says here there's a chelik of Torah that's called Yiras Hashem. In other words, there's it's one of the dimensions of Torah. It gives a Yiras Hashem, and that gives you tahara, and that's why it's a medes la'at. So in other words, the pasuk is three parts. Yiras Hashem is a chelik of Torah, tahara. It has the quality of being tahar, and therefore it's a medes la'at. I would like to. I want to talk about this nekuda. It also has a lot in it. The Rambam says, and others. It's not his terminology. Only he took it from earlier. That everything in this world disintegrates at some point because it's a bar harkava, because it is. It consists of. It's a combination of elements. And the kalal is the more an element is complex, the more it's not itself, the less it'll last. So, for instance, a cake will very quickly start disintegrating. Flour will last longer. Simple starch will last longer than flour. Elements. Carbon or hydrogen or nitrogen will last very, very long. The simpler something is, the longer it lasts. The more complex something is, the more its existence depends on an interaction, a combination of different things, the more it's going to fall apart. It has something to do with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, and every chelik of the Bria has its makom, its metzias. When you take that metzias and you add to that metzias, you are be'etzem. It's not going to be lasting because it doesn't have a metzias be'etzem. In other words, a cake is not a chelik of the bria. Oxygen, water is. I don't know the exact nekudas of the bria, but much like kelayim, it says something that has kelayim cannot last as a min because it's sterile. It doesn't. It falls apart because even though you can create a mule, but you can't perpetuate it. So muledom as a min doesn't exist. It falls apart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things. Elokim bara sadam yosha ve'im bikshu chashbon esrab. So things that have their own metzias, pure metzias, last. Whenever we talk about something that gets moldy, rotten, whatever, we talk about it becoming contaminated. Bacteria got into it, fungi got into it, air got into it, and the things that it is always some interference of some other element that causes things to fall apart, disintegrate. It's true in Ruchnius also. If we do something lishma, the Rambam says that things that are lishma are that Olam Haba is for doing things lishma. Things that are shmo are nitzchi. And let's just understand why that is. If Reuven likes Shimon because be'etzem their personalities are personalities of yedidus, that they have what it takes to be yedidim, they will forever be yedidim because be'etzem they're kosher one to the other. If Reuven and Shimon are together because of an issue, they're fighting a common battle, they're trying to accomplish something, it's over. It can't last because the chibur is not an atzmistik chibur. It's not the etzem and it's one of the reasons why marriages are supposed to last is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam as one unit, and it's not a mikra. I met a nice girl, we decided to get married. If you met a nice girl, decided to get married, you can decide to get divorced because it happened. I mean, for 20 years I was doing quite well without her, so I mean 20 years later I can also, there's no, it's almost impossible. The only way it's shaykh is that mitzad de etzem bria, it's one inyan. Mitzad de etzem bria, it's one guf, and it was missing it, and it snapped into place. That's the only way be'etzem it's shayach to have a binyan adayad, because anything in the world that's not, that it has in it elements other than the elements that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made as the atzmius, is going to fall apart. That's a yesoid gadol in understanding the lasting power of things. There's, by the way, a phenomenal chinuch I just wanted to share with Olam. The chinuch speaks about what's in your Yerusha. One of the things that socialism, communism, really went to town on was, what's the justice of Yerusha? Mela, I worked very hard, so I earned X. I invested wisely. That's a but Yerusha, the kid who did nothing, why should he get so much money? That was like the first. That was always the first. People feel best about, of all the taxes people feel good about, they feel good about taxing inheritance, unless they stand to gain inheritance. But if you're an outsider, the most fair tax that you feel best to impose on other people is inheritance tax. Because, yeah, he did nothing. He contributed nothing to society. Mela, his father, he robbed, he stole, he worked very hard to get his ill-gotten gains. So at least he should get it. But the kid shouldn't get it at all. That's the mentality. The chinuch says, every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives somebody something, every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows somebody with a matana, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, mitzad the mitzias of the matana, it ought to be nitzchiistic. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives be'etzem. Since, because of our chatoyim, we're not nitzchi, so at least the bracha stays with the closest part of the person. It became, in other words, when we give a matana, it's a chitzayisik thing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it, be'etzem, this person ought to have gotten this. So this is a way of perpetuating the ethnic good. It's a chinuch, it's a fast, it explains the inyan of Yerusha. So he says like this, Yira Hashem Tahira, the pa'ula of Yira is that Ava draws a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The job of Yira has two jobs. One of its two jobs is to make sure that the other things, that nothing came in but what should be there. When a person is scared, he will drop a lot of things that he thinks he needed or wanted. Like by Eov, it says, you know, Arbat Nafsha, a person will take only things that are his own nefesh. He's willing to do without and just stay with the things that are what he feels are his bare needs. The Yira is something which its pa'ula is to separate the things that stuck on. It's like when you shake something really hard, you shake off everything that's attached to it and you left the thing itself. So Torah has in itself a tchun of Yira. And one dimension of Torah is Yiras Hashem. It's something that Torah gives over. The midah of Yiras Hashem is Tahira, and therefore it's Omeres La'ad. He brings it down to, and that's the pshat is, the job of Yira, he brings the Chazal in Shabbos, Nafsh Chaim quotes it, that if a person brought in a lot of wheat and he didn't add a little preservative to it, if you don't have that, you know, that little on the box that says, you know, put in, has X, Y, Z as a preservative, if you don't have it, the whole thing is worthless because it's going to rot and dry out. The Yiras Hashem component is the component that excludes, whether it's the fungus, whether it's the bacteria, whatever it is, it excludes that outer chelik. The mele, the things retain the mitzvahs that they ought to retain. So Yiras Hashem is tehoira imes that, and that's why it says, and that's like the oitz of Yira that it says over there, that if a person, you know, the guy said, what's the point of bringing all that in if it's going to rot and so on? The place, I guess, in a place where you see it in the Gemara, something similar. Oh, it's Chazal, and by Yosef HaTzadik, it says that everybody stored the wheat, and theirs rotted, and Yosef HaTzadik's didn't rot. So we understand that we're not talking about, I mean, obviously whatever pu'ulos of physical shimur they needed, they weren't lax in that. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that the midah of Yosef HaTzadik was Yira. In other words, Yehuda was a Baal Tshuva. Yehuda was Choyte, and he did Tshuva. And that was the Mahalach HaBim Ha'aris Tshuva. Yosef HaTzadik was called a Tzadik because he didn't let in on the element of Chet into himself and by extension to Klal Yisrael. So the midah of Yosef is specifically the midah of something that is tahor, and b'meila it's a medes lad. The chait means the difference between somebody who is yirei shemayim versus or yirei shemayim / tzadik gomor versus a baal tshuva is that the baal tshuva's defense was pierced. In other words, he had let chet in. So now he has to salvage things. Chet is poigim, and b'meila he doesn't have the tahar anymore. The person who's tohar, the person who was the b'chinas tzaddik, he never let in anything outside, and b'meila it doesn't become pogum and it stays forever. So that's a second. That's another nekuda of another dimension of tohar. So just briefly recap. It's kind of latish. We did two inyanim today. The first one we did was the inyan of Mitzvah Hashem Bara Miras Inayim. We explained the inyan of the Maral says it's a special knach of chachma that is specific to mitzvahs as opposed to general chachma. There's machkim aspesi and there's the Miras Inayim of mitzvahs. He says there's a ksil b'choy shehoylech means that in the world of ma'isa, when it's not mechuber to das, that's b'choy shecholech. The ksil reacts to things as he bumps into them. There's no projection ahead. The Torah has in itself, in the tzivui mitzvah lies a Torah that shows you the way. And we said there's a special knach in it that even though it's a tzivui, it still contains in itself the brirus and gives you Ha'aris Einayim as opposed to other people's Tzivuyim, the normal nature of Tzivuyim, which is Stimas Einayim. We then have the second part that we saw now was the Yiras Hashem Torah Medes La'ad, that the tchuna of things that stay forever are things that are pure. We even think about it in those terms of contamination, etc., as that begins deterioration, is always caused by something on the outside beginning to break apart, whatever it is. The midah of tahara means that something does not have it, and the mele zemeres lad. And of the midas that Torah gives a person that induces tahara is yiras Hashem. That's something that creates that effect of yira is the perimeter that doesn't allow in something. When a person is scared, he keeps a distance. It creates the barrier between himself and the world of Avera, and b'meila it's goyim that things should last forever. Any questions? Or on each level it means something else. In other words, there's a world of chet, simple, and Yiras HaOinish is the simple way around that. And then there's a higher level. Yiras HaRomimus also doesn't allow. Yiras HaRomimus keeps Torah at a very high darga and doesn't allow it to mix with something more base. It's a finer problem and a finer solution. They're both Yira. So I'll give you a mashal. Yiras HaOinish means a kid, you tell the kid keep your shirt clean, and if you're going to play in the mud before we go to the chasna, you're going to get belted. That's simple Yiras HaOinish, simple chet, very easy. An adult has a very important meeting, and he's not worried about sitting in the mud and playing, but every little small thing is somewhere along the line. I can't present myself like this. So Yiras HaRemus means when you deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Remus, it also, you take out even those in Yanim, they're not Isser, but they're not quite what they ought to be. So each one on its level does accomplish. They're both called Yira for a reason. They're not very different Midas, except that we also understand the fear of being given a patch for doing something wrong versus the fear of losing face in a chashva. It's different in one way, but it's very the same in another way. Okay, yes?
First of all, the person has to have time of mitzvah. If without that, I'll just be walking in the chashva. When he gets that R, what's that R for? That R brings him a zekos to Hashem. What does that R do? The R that,
well, the R that he's talking about means that the person's activities become the fulfillment of seichel instead of blind meisim. If just like a person's in a shaman and a guf, his activities in this world ought to be physical acts that are the result of das and seichel. Let's take a simple example. Somebody knocks on the door, a mishulach knocks on the door. So you respond. You give tzedakah. One way of giving tzedakah, one heretim is to be able to get back your supper. So the guy knocked on the door, you didn't feel comfortable saying no, so you gave him a dollar to go. So you did a pa'ula. The pa'ula is a simple reaction. Supper's waiting, mishulach's waiting, mishulach out, supper in. A person can say, I need to do good, I need to be mechalek the money, and I'm going to give him, I'm going to give him, I'm going to give him. Same maisa, but one is the result of a reaction to a stimulus, and one is pre-thought, and the person went out, and, you know, a person sat down and said, where should I give the maisa money, what should I do with it, and so on and so forth. So the tachlis of a person in this world is to do that which seichel and das says one ought to do. So the world of mitzvahs as expressed in the Torah is that the person does things not as a reaction or blindly, but he's doing it because there's a certain seichel and das that's painting a picture. This is the right thing to do. In such and such a way you should act this way.
A person does mitzvahs without that, it won't make him.
Everything is good. Everything is good, but there's a whole difference between the shleimus of a tzura of a person who acts out of thought to a person. Listen, a mitzvah that's done with the most minimal amount of kavanah is an accomplishment, and it has some effect and so on. But you're talking about a world apart between a person whose things are done with seichel and versus a person that just reacts. Yes. It's not even totally timing mitzvahs. It's totally in understanding just what is the right thing to do in this situation. If two people are grappling with something, what's the right thing to do? Split it up, not split it up, yemunach. It's every way how I handle in this world with what's the right thing. If I'm doing something because I know this is the way I ought to do it, and this way one ought to deal in such a situation, or if I do it just out of reaction, then that's, you know, then it's a mice of my hands and feet. I once heard a very nice from Reb Chaim Kreisel's Renvracha. Said, "Mi bikei seis miyadchem remois chatzerai? Who asked you to trample my courtyard?" Said the word remois is a word used for behemoths. Like why is it used? You're doing affairs. So he said, the difference, a regular Adam and regular behemoth is the same, except that on top of the regular Adam, there's a seichel. So I don't walk, my feet don't walk, I walk. I think and I say I'm going to walk here, and so my feet just carry it out. A behemoth, it is where it is. But if a person is not a baal seichel, if a person is not, if he's walking into Beis HaMikdash because his feet carrying him there, so he said that's appropriately called remois chatzerai. He's trampling because other modern feet didn't walk in there, so there was no seichel that guided it in. So doing it as an act of seichel, as an act of das, this is what I ought to do. This is what I should be doing. This is the right way to act in this case, is a fulfillment of seichel. It's without, you don't need the tamim for that. It's just the understanding that a person is, like it says in the Shem, mechalkel maisa. Person thinks about what he does, and what he's doing is an enactment of a plan, not just an asiya. You know, I'll go where the crowd goes, and I'll go with the wave, wherever the wave carries me. What? Amen to Hashem Yichud. The Hashem Yichud can also, I mean, it does, you know, you always have to be ahead of the game, because the Hashem Yichud also becomes rote. It's not, it's interesting that we're talking about feet. You know, regel is, the word hergel meaning a habit, and the word regel meaning a foot, it's the same root. That's not drasha. That is when you margle something, it means your feet, of the parts of your body, the feet require the least amount of thought. And God forbid people who had a stroke or something need to relearn how to walk. It's kriyas yamsuf. It's so complex that you can't think about walking. It's like a gives a gift that we walk without thinking. Your hands, at least somebody who works with his hands is an uman. There is hechatimsis where a person does think a little bit about his hands. You need a more focus, more concentration to do delicate. Feet, I don't know, maybe if you're a football player it's different, I'm not sure. Soccer players maybe it's different. But feet for walking are automatic. That's why hergel is the word regliam. The mazik of a regel is darko lelech. It's kalichosa. There's no thought in it. So there's a chelka person that works on autopilot. But the person's asiyah should be done not like that. Okay.
The rabbis are getting down to the wire with the kernel dinner, non-dinner air journal. So if anybody
would like to participate, please do. We can only keep Rabbi Dabrowski coming if we have
my email.
Threaten them with the real dinner next year if they don't.
Anybody
would like to add links? We have
all these things
to this John Goldschmidt had some nice
kind of make sense to you. What
If you want, if 2 days is different.
Oh, you stopped it?
No.